There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, we open up the phones, we let you call in and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, and that looks like what Bob from Ohio's done. Let's go to the phones, go to the fun. You can do it too. The number is 855-450-3733. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, how's it going?
All's well.
My name is Bob in Black Boots. I'm a radio host on xtransmissionfm.com.
Oh, is this the guy that Dave from New York's been calling in about?
That's correct.
Okay.
And
what's go ahead, plug your what's your internet stream thing?
Oh, it's xtransmissionfm.com.
Okay.
And there's free chat and lots of great music on that. So.
Yep. So you've had the pleasure of talking to Dave in New York.
Yes, I have.
Now, Dave was just on, and for those of you who are just tuning in, Dave had just called in, and he's upset with Bob and a variety of people because he can't post their shows on the internet or something. So go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Well, he was saying that was the reason why he was ejected from and banned from our chat room two nights ago. The truth of the matter is he was being very belligerent, very disrespectful, and he didn't really leave us much of a choice, yes.
He's been banned from our BBS on multiple occasions, yes.
Wait a minute. Were you guys making fun of him? Because he really doesn't like that.
Did anybody call him a pedophile?
Or a leech?
Did anyone call him a leech? Did anyone suggest that he was on welfare?
No, but he has bragged to us on a number of occasions how he is unemployed and bootlegs cable.
Have you seen his YouTube channel, Hudson Valley Guy 1?
I've seen a few clips from his YouTube channel. And interesting.
My favorite is when he, will find digital clocks. And, when it's, say, daylight savings time, he'll wait for them to spring back an hour on their own. Or when he can see a clock move to 11:11, he really likes that, too.
The issue with you guys, making fun of him in the chat, which clearly you must have been doing, is that you need to go and say it to his face.
Yep. He's very much about that.
We weren't making fun of him in the chat. We were basically reacting to his attacks.
Right. Okay.
Our chat is very friendly and it's very cordial, and he was disrupting that. So we unfortunately did have to ban him.
Well, it's a real shame when nice folks run up on Dave. In his world, he's the victim of this. And it happens over and over again. He calls in here to vent about it, and if you can just go ahead and watch some of his videos, he'll let you know about it very clearly over and over again. And he doesn't see it. He doesn't look at reality the way that, I don't know, normal people do.
I'm still in the Dave is a genius camp.
He might very well
be a genius. I've been there from the beginning.
Do you mean by genius, a genius at making people angry and uncomfortable?
I mean, he's like Andy Kaufman. Like he's just, it's 100% method entire time.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
It is. I'm telling you.
What do you play on your station there, Bob?
It's a huge variety. I personally play extreme metal, gothic, industrial, and underground rock, but we've also got country shows, we've got pop shows, we've got ginormous mixture shows where they'll pretty much play everything.
Does it change, every time the new jock comes on, they have their own format that they bring with them, or is it one channel that you get if you go there?
Well, yeah. I mean, all live DJs have their own je ne sais quoi, whatever you call it. And obviously you can request from the Twitter, the Facebook, on the chat and everything. Everybody's got their own places where they like to do stuff. We also have 24/7 automation.
So what do you do if somebody requests Friends in Low Places on your gothic industrial show?
I'll play it.
Trent Reznor does a version.
Right. No, I'll play the original song that I made, like, surround it with groups like Hank Williams III, Those Poor Bastards, Ghoul Town, stuff like that.
I see. Now, I'm still trying to get a grasp on what you guys do over there at your website. And what is it again?
It's xtransmissionfm.com.
xtransmissionfm.com. So is it one station, essentially? There's only one feed, and then you guys sort of cycle in different jocks, and then those jocks play whatever they play?
That's correct.
Okay, I got it now. Bob, I really appreciate you calling in, and there's no reason at all to try to explain your interactions with Dave. They are inexplicable.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much.
Pretty soon Dave's going to be calling in. I'm jealous of that guy right now. You know, he won't say he's jealous. He's like, that guy Bob, he's just making money on the internet, and it's not fair. Right? I mean, was there that one time where he called
Bob's
in about
making crap.
Some YouTube channel? No, I know that. I mean, but then again, that was Dave called about some small-time like YouTube guy that was like, you know, making maybe $10 a month or something. Like.
People that are on the internet playing music for requests are doing it because they are passionate about music, and you know, they probably know so much about these artists that they're playing. You know, it's the it's the amateurs these days that are going to be where you're going to get your info and your passionate DJ. So, you know, anyway, there you go. We were, Johnson, you brought in some show prep, and we talked about this previously. It was about Reddit, and apparently Reddit, which is one of the biggest websites on the internet, has recently decided that there are just some things you can't say on their website. Now, there probably were some things you couldn't say previously, like, I don't know, you couldn't put together a room where it was, you know, suggesting that you kill one particular ethnic group, or, you know, talking about how Hitler was right, or something like that.
Right.
But they've gotten a bit more, they're policing a little more heavily what their content.
Yeah.
And people are angry.
Well, yeah, of course. And, you know, they've basically started to expand the ban that they had already had in place and include a whole lot more content, which I'd like to talk about more. But for some reason, my prep is not wanting to load for me. So
now, Free Talk Live, we've got to do some full disclosure here. Free Talk Live does use Reddit on our Facebook page, or excuse me, our internet page. It's freetalklive.com. People can go there and they can vote on the stories. They can vote them up or vote them down. We look at those stories before we do the show and decide which of them we'll take. But, you know, obviously the ones that get voted up, we see better. And so that, you know, we use the Reddit system to be able to do that. If you want to vote, you not only have to have an account at freetalklive.com, but you have to have a Reddit account, too. We make it relatively easy for you to get those things, but nonetheless, you got to have it.
Okay, so I figured this out here. Sorry. So basically what happened is that Reddit has now shut down another group of offensive sections on its website as part of a revision to last month's policy change. The latest closures represent a reversal in thinking for Steve Huffman, who is the new CEO of Reddit.
And they've had like four new CEOs in a row or something?
Well, it's just really replaced Ellen Pao, who had replaced somebody else a little while ago, so it's like three.
Gotcha.
But it was, you know, Ellen Pao was essentially, what happened was that they had a very short-lived CEO, which was Ellen Pao.
Gotcha.
So, for example, I think I had mentioned that there was a very racist, or I've at least told some people, you know, about a very racist subreddit that made the cut. This racist subreddit, well, I'm not even going to say the name, but I mean, it was it had made the cut of original cuts, whereas Fat Hate was one that got shut down.
So chubby people, you can't hate on the chubby people, but you could hate on this other group, whatever that great group was.
It was against blacks.
Okay.
And the name of the subreddit was just racist. It was an outright racist name.
Okay.
So that's why I'm not going to bother repeating it. I mean, it's probably radio safe, but I'm not going to.
Gotcha.
I will say that the racial slur was based off of an animal.
All right.
With a striped fluffy tail, so you probably know what I'm talking about. So essentially, they've now shut that group down as well as a bunch of other groups. And what's interesting is, you know, well, I don't want to condone them, you know, these groups that are obviously spreading hate, and obviously there's these groups that are extremely offensive, But free speech, man. And we'll get into that a little bit more.
Yeah, that's sort of what the internet's about, you know, as frightening as it can be in some cases.
Reddit's going to die now.
What do you think about, you know, should people be limiting speech on the internet? 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Reddit. Apparently, they're banning, well, what they're calling subreddits, which are, you know, areas where people talk. Rooms, you know, chat rooms or something might be a similar way for people to look at them. But they're, yeah, there's certain things you're not allowed to talk about on Reddit, and we'll go on with that here real quick. But I want to tell you about Cell 411. It's a decentralized micro-social network that allows users to manage, create, and respond to alerts and emergencies in real time. You have it on your cell phone, your smartphone. You can create an unlimited number of cells or groups of people to alert in case of emergencies or whatever reason you might want to be alerted. So if you're pulled over by police and need medical help, or if your car breaks down, you can alert a trusted group of friends with your exact GPS coordinates to receive help. Now, they obviously have to get the app too, but it's a great app, and it's working quite well. It's both on Android and on iPhone now. So you'll be able to know who's responding and coming to help you, and how far they are from you. It's perfect for activists, neighborhood watch organizations, medical workers, and any other type of emergency responder or users concerned with police brutality problems. As a matter of fact, there's a volunteer fire department that's using it now. I saw that on their little forum thing. You can send alerts in real time with your exact location, or respond to alerts in real time. You receive detailed directions to your location, where your friends are located, and in need of help. So you just go to either the iPhone store, or whatever it is. What is it called? The Apple store? Or you go to the shop thing on your Android, mm-hmm. and you type in Cell 411, and you can get it. Right now, it is free on Apple. It's 99 cents, which is, it isn't
much.
This
is probably going to be a cool app. I recommend everybody get it. I've been giving some suggestions to the developer, and I think it's going to grow into something really awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. Cell 411. So, Johnson, please. Reddit is banning subreddits.
Yep.
And they banned fat people, the hate on fat people.
Yeah, and some racial ones. I mean, I'll just get into, how the story here is covering it. Many of the newly banned sections contain racially charged content and, quote, make Reddit worse for everyone else, Huffman says. Less than a week after taking over as CEO, Huffman responded to a question about one of these forums saying, "The content there is offensive to many, but does not violate our current rules for banning." Huffman, the site's co-founder, now says Reddit is also banning communities dedicated to animated child pornography.
Ah, this is really a weird thing. So, obviously, pedophilia, not a good thing, right?
Right.
Like, I'm not coming down on, I'm coming from left field here when I say nobody likes pedophilia.
Right.
Now, the next step to that is sort of child porn. I would agree that a child has been harmed by having their picture taken and, distributed for prurient use and that sort of thing. It's kind of interesting to say who did the harming and being in possession of something that may be, the kid could be dead for all, being in possession, who's the victim, whatever, it's philosophical, but there's certainly a victim involved. The idea of animation, somebody drawing a kid, this is a whole different weird realm.
Right.
No victim, this is just prurient interest. People don't like the way that these people express their sexuality. And I guess you have to ask, sort of in a free country, are you free to be attracted to cartoon caricatures of children?
Right.
And another thing that's important to point out here is that some people cartoons of current existing characters like Bart Simpson.
A lot of people also like cartoons of animals.
Yep, things like that. Nobody says anything about the bestiality cartoons. And, this is a very strange issue. And, it's difficult, right? Like, it's difficult to defend people mm-hmm. that you don't, if you don't entirely agree with in these circumstances. It's disturbing, but, is this making it better or worse for kids that might be the victim of this stuff? I mean,
and it really, is it that bad that the cartoons are children? I mean, would it be that much better if the cartoons were adults?
I think that it's difficult to know what a child is and what an adult is in a cartoon, right?
Sure.
So when you're, usually it's pretty common for people to find, you know, young people attractive. Whether that young person is over the age of 18 or under the age of 18 is very difficult to know when you're talking about a cartoon.
But I think adult characters, even in Disney movies, are drawn to have, you know, like childlike features, large eyes.
Sure.
You know, larger head. That kind of thing.
You know, it's a proportion issue. You could usually tell. You know, when they've got the pigtails on and that sort of thing, what are we trying to do here? Is this a caricature that's supposed to look like a kid who's under the age, or actually a kid who's under the age of 18? I don't know. It's bizarre. So go on.
Well, Reddit faces a difficult challenge in balancing the desire from its outspoken users to protect free speech with creating an environment that's hospitable to other readers and advertisers. The company, backed by Silicon Valley venture capitalists and the parent company of publisher Condé Nast, describes itself as the front page of the internet.
I think that, you know, like, they're a big deal as far as people being there, but one of the reasons that they're a big deal is because they've allowed people to express themselves, people to, you know, come there and do their thing.
Well, you know, and one of the, sorry, we started off with one quote here that Huffman had said that, you know, many of the newly banned sections contain racially charged content and make Reddit worse for everyone else. That's really nonsense when you think about it, because you have to, in order to see any of that stuff, you'd have to go to that very specific Reddit and be visiting that specific page on Reddit. It doesn't make Reddit worse for anybody else, only for the people visiting that particular subreddit.
I was going to comment on that. I've been on Reddit many times. I'm not by any stretch a, you know, common Reddit user. I don't use it on a regular basis, but I've been there many times. I've never seen any of this stuff they're talking about. The Reddit is kind of a complicated website. It's not very, to my mind, user-friendly. It doesn't look good, and it isn't easy to read or understand as far as these threads that they have and that sort of thing. So, no, it's you don't just stumble across. I think it's pretty rare to just stumble across this stuff.
So, you know, based on this, like, weird interpretation of things, have you seen the movie Titanic?
Yes, some time ago.
So, did you realize that you were watching child porn?
Was the actress underage?
Not the actress. Okay. The character.
The character.
Oh, the character was under 18, so you would be watching an interpretation of child porn.
I see.
During that whole "Draw Me Like a French Girl" scene,
is that "Draw Me Like Your French Girls"? Yeah.
Rose apparently was under 18.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's what they're talking about in these circumstances when they're talking about these characters, and you know, there has to be a victim as far as I'm concerned. There's no victim here, so although somebody what they might think in the privacy of their own bedroom is upsetting to me, but that's their business, not mine. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Do you want to arrest people who are attracted to caricatures of young people? 855-453.
Something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just seven clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You know that Republican debate that's supposed to be going on this evening? There's a drinking game that's associated with it. Been talking about a few of the provisions of this drinking game.
Yeah, Free Talk Live, free drinking game that it's floating around somewhere.
Yeah, there's somewhere out there. There's a Free Talk Live drinking game. It's changed throughout the years, and you know, whatever. I suppose it's worth doing. If you need an excuse to drink, you can play the Our Drinking Game.
Drink every time Johnson sounds like a frog. I'm dead.
Is that the WB frog?
I don't know. What you either Kermit, you're like, yeah, I can do multiple frogs. Like, it's not easy being green.
And that's a pretty good one.
Kermit the Frog, or, you know, what's the one? Hello, my...
Hello, right? Baby. Hello, my dog. Hello, my ragtime gal. That one, yeah. So in this case, with the Republican candidates, you you take any time a candidate says fiscal responsibility, you take a sip of the cheapest drink available. Anytime
it'll be water, people.
Says between marriages, just says between one man and one woman. Swap drinks with somebody from the opposite sex, take a sip. Any time any of them says, Iran deal will result in Iranian nuke, take a fireball shot. Anytime any of them says, Jade Helm, take a shot, look out the window for government agents. Strict constitutional conservative, take an ounce and a half shot, not a smidge more, not a smidge less. Anytime any of them says small business or small businesses, take a half a shot. Anytime anyone says secure the border, sip an American beer that's actually owned by a foreign company. Any Bud brand will do. Any time they tell a lie about Planned Parenthood, begin taking a sip of beer, stop mid-sip, and then take a shot of liquor. No idea what that means. let's see, anytime that Trump talks over the host and another candidate at the same time, you take a shot and with a beer chaser. And any time that a non-Trump candidate wags their finger over one of Trump's Trump's erratic behavior, you take a sip of beer. So there you go. I just want to warn you, when it comes to these drinking games, look, alcohol is a drug. It's dangerous. It kills people. And, well, you know, it's liable to be a big laugh fest up there. And you don't want to wake up tomorrow with a big old headache. This is the thing you need a reminder of. When it starts seeming like a good idea to keep drinking, that's when you need to stop.
That's when you switch to that cheapest drink, the water.
Yeah, it's a much better idea.
Flush out your system and hopefully, you know, be hydrated.
Get that big old headache going.
Yeah.
Johnson, is there more about this, Reddit banning the subreddits?
Yeah, we're just wrapping it up now. So they go on to say here that this was a necessary shift for our team to maintain a healthy and successful platform, says Ashley Dawkins, a spokeswoman for Reddit. The company posted a new policy, about 350 words long, banning content that is illegal, involuntary pornography, encourages or incites violence, threatens, harasses, or bullies, or encourages others to do so, is personal and confidential information, impersonates someone in a misleading or deceptive manner, is spam. Huffman says the policy was not changing dramatically. Okay, except for they deleted, like, a ridiculous amount of subreddits when they did this. So, like, yeah, the enforcement of the policy has changed dramatically.
Yeah,
absolutely. Very dramatically. And I think
nobody reads these terms of service anyway.
Right. And I think, though, ultimately, unfortunately, they don't understand how the Internet works. Goodbye, Reddit.
So you think that's it?
Yeah, I think that's it. No? I mean, or Reddit's going to, I mean, they're just going to lose most of their traffic. I don't know if they're going to lose so much traffic that they're going to be able to survive. I think that that's what's going to happen, is that.
Where are they going to go? Are they going to go to a current, this traffic? Are they going to go to a current website that we know of? Or?
Sure. I don't know. You know, who knows? Who knows? I really don't. You know, like, what will happen?
How can one
know? Maybe our old friend Drew Curtis will wise up and add, like, sub-Farks. And, you know, then they'll all flock to Fark.
Who knows? Used to be a big deal.
Right.
Fark.com. And I haven't gone over there in years.
Yeah.
It used to be, I mean, it was show prep on for Free Talk Live for, as a matter of fact, that's how I did my show prep for a couple of years. That's basically just going through Fark. And
if anyone is listening, tell Drew to add sub Farks, because I'm sure he would be like, that's a brilliant idea, and like code it tonight. You know, it'd be like one of those things where, you know, he used to be a regular guest on Free Talk Live.
He did come on Fridays
and talk to us while drinking beer.
He was not a bad guest to have on a regular basis. And, you know, Free Talk Live is, Fark is this website where it's a news aggregation site.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, just stories on the Internet, and somebody has a clever title for them. So, for instance, if you'll find one of my favorites is that they, you know, people scour the Internet for beheading stories.
Right.
And they'll say, man in Sri Lanka beheaded by, man with a sword. And then at the end, they'll say, there can be only one. Right? Like, they have these, like, little sort of taglines that go along with it. They'll have stories about how AI, this is artificial intelligence, is increasing and blah, blah, blah. And then they'll say, I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords. Which I just think is just a hilarious joke.
Yeah.
They're trying to get on the good side of the robots that don't even exist yet.
I mean, Fark was around before 4chan. You know, Fark was around before Digg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fark was like a big, you know, they were kind of the original news aggregation website.
But they didn't die for any particularly good reason.
They didn't die.
Well, they didn't die, but I mean, they didn't wither for any particularly good reason that I could see.
I can see one. Digg.
Okay, Digg did him in?
Yeah, Digg and /Dot.
But Digg's gone and back now.
Well, yeah, but Digg never really came back. I mean, it exists, but it never got the audience back that it once had.
Okay.
Same thing with /Dot. /Dot was more of a tech news aggregator. And
why did MySpace go away?
MySpace went away, I think, because there was competition from Facebook.
Just buggy and weird.
Well, it was buggy and weird and ugly, and people were designing their sites horribly. And Facebook came along and, you know, offered what the core of MySpace was, which was social communication, you know, between people in a way that, you know, rewarded people's dopamine receptors.
Okay.
you know, gave people that little hit of reward. Ah, they like my stuff!
Remember when you could poke people on Facebook?
Sure.
What the heck was that? I don't have any idea. I guess I didn't use Reddit enough to care that Reddit's going away. I know a lot of people would care. So I wouldn't be able to give my opinion. Do you think that Reddit is going to crash and burn because of this particular change?
Right.
The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I guess the internet changes like this. What's going to replace Facebook? I don't know, but I hear the youngsters aren't that cool with Facebook because mom and dad can now look at and grandma and grandpa are now going to see their pictures of them getting crunk on the weekends or whatever.
And that's what people want. They want to go to a place on the internet. It's about freedom to a certain extent. And so what people want is they want to go to a place where they can see content that they're not going to see anywhere else. And that's part of the draw of Reddit is that you could go and laugh at these horrible, subreddits. And a lot of them, the way they were designed was to be amusing. It wasn't like a, not everything is necessarily 100% serious.
Sure.
I don't know.
So this, one of the things they banned was the fat shaming or something like that?
Sure, yeah.
What was it called?
Fat people hate. Yes, was the, So it was just fat jokes.
Yeah.
It was like.
Mean fat jokes.
Yeah, real mean. Yeah. And, taking people's pictures and stuff off the internet.
At some points, I was really into lifting weights at one point, and I would be, to do my cardio, I would often push myself, like, I don't want to be fat, and I don't want to be like that, or something like that. I would use, negative, motivation in order to prevent that from happening. Now, I wouldn't tell somebody, hey, I'm using you as my my motivation to...
Fatty, you make me want to be thinner.
Right, I wouldn't do that, but, I'd be like...
I look at you and I think you're going to die of a heart attack soon, and I don't want to be that.
Sometimes, everybody has meaning in life, and sometimes your meaning is to serve as a bad example, right?
Sure.
Could happen. 855-450-3733. I'm interested in any predictions about how the internet's going to change. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. I have, we've been using at my household Purse. This is a service that we offer through Free Talk Live. And what it is allows you to buy anything on Amazon with Bitcoin and get discounts from like 15 to 25%. Now, I want you to imagine Amazon sells just about everything you need. Obviously, you can't pay your mortgage there, and they don't sell, I don't think, like fresh meats or whatever. But produce or things like that. But mostly, they've got just about everything you need in life. If you can get that at a 25% discount, is that worth changing how you do things? Because it was at our house. All you have to do is go to purse.freetalklive.com, sign up for an account, do it right now. Get that account reserved, and that way you've got your username reserved. Get some Bitcoin. They'll sell them to you there, but the prices are pretty high. It's probably the best way to do it is go through expresscoin.com. I'll tell you about them here coming up shortly. But then you can save big. And it's not that much to get into Bitcoin. ExpressCoin has fees like 3%. So you're talking about savings of 22% if you save 25%. So it is, again, purse.freetalklive.com. We get a commission, a small percentage of it if you sign up there, purse.freetalklive.com. It doesn't change your pricing in any way, but purse.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Aaron calling in on Skype. Let's see how he sounds. I probably haven't even told you that you can use call us on username lrn.fm on Skype. Aaron, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but the number one article on Reddit right now is an article about Zachary Hammond.
Yeah, actually, I have seen this article earlier today.
Yeah. I just didn't know if you brought it to the attention of the audience that it seems like it's actually becoming a big deal this time. There's a young man who was shot twice in the back while he was out on a date with his girlfriend having ice cream. And
are you playing with a ping pong ball in the background while you're talking to us?
How did you know?
Well, can you stop that?
I'm so sorry.
No problem.
I'm so sorry.
The microphone is very good on Skype.
Yeah, it does sound great. So in this case, Zachary Hammond is, he's unarmed, shot while his girlfriend's eating an ice cream cone by police. And he has apparently, the reason his story's not hitting big is because he's white, not black. And, from Washington Post, the conjecture is that it's most certainly the reason the story isn't getting the legs that it should is because of his, because of his color. And it kind of doesn't play into the Black Lives Matter narrative. And as a matter of fact, there's this sort of war going on between Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter, right? Some people suggest that, saying all lives matter is mean or something. I don't know exactly know what it means, but I think during the Michael Brown circumstance, there was a young white man shot by a black police officer in Utah, and that story didn't. And he was unarmed, and that story didn't go anywhere. He wasn't a great guy either, like Michael Brown wasn't, but it just kind of shows that for whatever reason, they're not publicizing these stories either. What do you got to say about Zach Hammond's story?
Well, no, I was just reading the article also, and it said that 75% of the people getting shot by police are not black. So, I mean, 25% is higher than the average population of black people in the United States, but it's lower than the prison population. So if it's any indicator...
Do they say what the percentages are? Because when I saw some news, I think it was CNN giving it, is basically they didn't have the race for something like 38% of the people that... They had race for like white and black and, like Hispanic or something like that beyond that. But then they had this undesignated race section. So I'm betting that some percentage of that undesignated race is also black.
According to the Washington Post, they're saying their data that they collected within the organization was that 25% of the police shootings this year have been black people.
Okay. So far this year, 25% of the people shot dead by police have been black, and that's about twice what the population, black population is. It's like 12, 13% in the United States, so it's disproportionate.
I believe the prison population is even more skewed than that. So if you would say that this is going on because police are just shooting criminals, then it's not following that. And maybe that's just because there's less police shootings than there are arrests. Clearly, yeah. There's a lot less.
But. I really, to some extent, it doesn't fit some people's narrative. I think we would be better off if we said, look, police are shooting people, and it doesn't necessarily, because certainly the stop and frisk thing that was going on in New York, that one looked pretty racist. The neighborhoods they were picking and the people they were picking.
Right.
But, it looks like the people who are getting shot aren't necessarily always, it isn't always a racial thing.
And this thing with Zachary Hammond, I mean, it's just starting to get legs now. And from what I can tell, the original story here is that he supposedly tried to run the cop over with the with his vehicle. Zachary Hammond didn't have a vehicle camera in his car, and the police haven't released the video from their angle. So there's
no
video.
They didn't even release it in the report. They didn't even say anything about it. All they did was say they arrested his girlfriend for marijuana possession.
Right.
Like, he's not even worth the police report.
Yeah, so they haven't even, there's no video. So, I mean, all these other things that have happened, I believe, they all had video. That's pretty huge for getting a story to get attention is there's
video. The autopsy showed that he got shot in the back, which I think is why this one's getting some attention.
I don't believe the police generally. I think that the police lie. But just because he was shot in the back does not mean anything. If he tries to hit the cop while pulling his car away, and the cop then pulls out his gun and fires at the vehicle as the vehicle's driving away after trying to run him over, then the driver's going to be shot in the back.
That's true, but there's a passenger in that vehicle, and if that police officer puts that passenger in danger by firing shots at somebody who's right next to them, that police officer has had an illegitimate use of their firearm, in my opinion. If the police officer has time to pull out a gun and shoot at a car, they have time to take down a license plate.
Right.
And, you know, there's just no reason. Like, these are a bunch of gun-happy nuts that are doing the things that they're doing. When you look at Canada, which has, and compare it per capita, you'll see that their guns are employed half as often. And Canadian police are gun-happy, too. If you compare it to Great Britain, there were as many shootings in March, police shootings of civilians in March in the United States as there were in the 20th century in Great Britain. The 20th century.
I just want to make it clear.
This isn't about black people. This is about cops shooting people.
Yeah, I want to make it clear. I'm not justifying or even trying to justify any police action here. All I was saying is that there is a reason why this story hasn't gotten legs like the other stories have, and that is video, period. End of story. Video makes a gigantic difference.
Well, there wasn't, was there video in the Michael Brown circumstance? No, there was just a dead man in claims. The video came out, you know, some video came out, or no, I was just eyewitnesses. They didn't really even have much of anything. It was the, I mean, video's
well,
great.
Well, eyewitnesses is another huge, I mean, how many, you're going to need a lot of eyewitnesses.
There's a video that just came out of the cops shooting a guy with his hands in the air. Wham, bam, bam. It didn't have anything to do, this just took him out, slayed him in cold blood. And it didn't, and because he wasn't, maybe he wasn't, you know, the right color. I don't know what it was, but the video went nowhere. There weren't protests over it. You know, the guy in the Walmart in Ohio, in Zanesville, Ohio, you know, that guy was black, but they didn't have any huge protests. The only people who are doing protests about that are cop blockers. You know, libertarians are doing the protests. It seems like the stories that get the legs are some of the worst examples of... You know, I mean, when you're looking at Michael Brown, it wasn't a great example. Yeah, things were just bubbling over there, and legitimately, I think that they should be bubbling over. And was it Eric Garner, the guy who got killed in New York? He seemed, you know, I mean, obviously he wasn't obeying what the police said,
right.
And he was a big man, and he got choked to death. He wasn't shot to death. The guy in South Carolina, fortunately, the police did the right thing there and arrested their own officer, but... I don't know.
I didn't even know if I would go as far as to say that Eric Garner wasn't complying. If you watch that video, he's like, I'll comply. You know, like, what's going on? But what you're saying isn't true. Like, about him selling the cigarettes, he's like, that's not true. And he's like, what are you arresting me for? He had his hands up. I mean, he was, like, walking towards them, complying. He wasn't trying to fight them in any way. And they just all leapt on him.
But he didn't.
One last thing before I lose you is the highest incident per capita of police shootings was in Wyoming and Oklahoma, which is kind of unusual. That shows up in the Washington Post report.
Interesting. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate the call. 855-453. What do you think about all this? It's... I don't know. It's dangerous areas to tread. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. People can...
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain is no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.